Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. There's no denying it. During the many months of the quarantine this last year, we've all spent more time sitting around. Whether it's at your desk working from home or on the couch, binging the latest shows, our time indoors has taken its toll on our posture. But we can return to our nice, upright posture and relieve the neck and back pain we're all feeling. To learn how, we're joined today by physical therapist Karina Wu, owner and clinical director of Active Care Physical Therapy in New York City. She gives us some great tips on how we can improve our posture and ways to get rid of any lingering tension or discomfort. Here's what she had to say. Thanks so much for joining us, Karina.
Thanks for having me again.
So we all hear that our posture is important when sitting at a desk. Why is that?
Posture is always important because you are carrying yourself around. Your frame is your skeleton and the muscles that sit on it. And when you are sitting at a desk, sitting is a very stagnant and prolonged position. So it's important to make sure that your posture is on and activated so that you can avoid issues that can arise from it. Sitting is very compressive in the spinal column. And sitting also stretches out your entire backside or your posterior chain. So to correct your posture, it's important because, number one, you will reduce the compressive load in your spinal column. You will keep that elongated position of the spinal column, and you will minimize the weakening or the overstretching of that posterior chain. Correcting your posture when sitting also is important because it can impact other systems in your body, such as your lungs, where you will get more compressed because most oftentimes people sit with poor posture. Your sitting is, again, a very prolonged and stagnant position, so you can reduce your circulation and your metabolism. So if you can correct your posture, you can help at least keep these systems flowing a little bit better, which can also help your energy and your mood.
And what is the correct way to sit at a desk?
When you're sitting at your desk, you want to be with your feet flat. Your knees should be bent roughly to 90 degrees, and same thing with the hips. You want to make sure that there is a small arch, or what we call a neutral spine, in your low back. Your collarbones are wide, so your chest is open, but not pulled backwards. And you want to make sure that your neck is nice and long, like the top of your head is reaching up towards the ceiling, and your chin is just dropping comfortably down towards your throat, not jutting out in front of you.
Now, if we don't have an ergonomic office chair, how can we compensate to sit better at our own home desks?
When you're in the home, if you don't have a good low back support, you can use things like a towel roll. So in the clinic, I recommend the McKenzie lumbar roll because it was developed by Robin McKenzie, who specialized initially in treating low backs and disc herniations. And his little lumbar roll is just a small pillow that comes in a standard or firm density. And it's great to put into the low back arch so that it reminds you to sit up. If you don't have that, then a towel roll will work just as well. I typically guide patients to use a hand roll, rolled all the way up, nice and snug and tight. So it's like a few inches in diameter. If I'm sitting on an airplane, I'll sometimes use my scarf if I don't have anything. So making sure that you have that will help remind you to sit up and use your own musculature for a good posture.
And besides paying attention to the way we sit when we work, are there any other preventative measures we can take to avoid back and neck pain?
Yes. When you know that you're going to be sitting, you need to either have reminders in place to take frequent breaks from that seated position. You can have reminders to do movement or stretching exercises or even muscle activation exercises. Whenever you're turning on the muscles or moving, soft tissues are elongating and they're contracting. You're getting better blood flow and fluid movement. And movement is going to help with avoiding the pains that can occur in your neck, torso, and back from just being in a stagnant position.
And finally, if we do have some back and neck pain from sitting at our desks, are there any simple exercises we can do?
Yes. Starting at the bottom, you could do heel raises just to make your calf and ankle area work as a muscular pump to help with fluid movement. You can do pelvic tilts or pelvic clocks where you're going around clockwise. You're moving the pelvis in a circular and counterclockwise motion. You can do neck rolls. So bringing the head to one side, dropping it down towards the chin and to the opposite side. You can do figure four stretches for the hip where you cross the ankle over the opposite knee. You can even do knee straightening exercises to turn on the quadricep muscles, or you can do a glute squeeze where you actually squeeze your glutes to get that muscle pumping, because that is the big muscle on the backside that gets overstretched. In the upper body, you can do shoulder rolls. You can do shoulder squeezes back. So anything where you can move your body or you can stretch and elongate tissues that are especially shortened, those will be helpful in preventing back and neck pains from sitting too long.
Such great advice to keep in mind when we're at our desks. So here's something good for today. These easy steps will help you restore good posture. First, if you find yourself sitting for prolonged periods of time, remember to pay attention to how you're positioned. Keep your feet flat on the ground with your knees at a 90-degree angle and keep a small arch in your back. And if you're experiencing discomfort from sitting for too long, remember to take a break. Stand up, walk around for a few moments before returning to your work. Finally, Karina shared some simple exercises to keep the blood flowing and provide some relief. A few simple calf raises and neck rolls to stretch your tired muscles can make a huge difference. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.